This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. About 600 people alive today can't have children because California's government sterilized them either against their will or without their knowledge. And now the state is trying to find them so it can pay them at least $15,000 each in reparations. But after a year of searching, the state has approved just 51 people for payments out of 310 applications. There's 1 year left to look before the $4.5 million program shuts down and the challenge remains steep. State officials have denied 103 people, closed 3 incomplete applications, and are processing 153 others. But they say it's difficult to verify the applications, as many records have been lost or destroyed. Two groups of people are eligible for the money, those sterilized by the government during the so-called eugenics movement that peaked during the 1930s, and a smaller group who were victimized while in state prisons about a decade ago. The United States Embassy in Cuba is reopening visa and consular services Wednesday, the first time it has done so since a spat of unexplained health incidents among diplomatic staff in 2017 slashed the American presence in Havana. The embassy confirmed this week that it will begin processing immigrant visas, with a priority placed on permits to reunite Cubans with family in the U.S. and others like the Diversity Visa Lottery. The resumption comes amid the greatest migratory flight from Cuba in decades, which has placed pressure on the Biden administration to open more legal pathways to Cubans and start a dialogue with the Cuban government, despite a historically tense relationship. They are anticipated to give out at least 20,000 visas a year, though it's just a drop in a bucket of the migratory tide, which is fueled by intensifying economic and political crises on the island. The Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday finalized a rule change that broadens availability of abortion pills to many more pharmacies, including large chains and mail-order companies. The Biden administration partially implemented the change last year, announcing it would no longer enforce a long-standing requirement that women pick up the medicine in person. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Republicans will open the second day of the new Congress, much like the first, with leader Kevin McCarthy trying to become House Speaker despite losing in multiple rounds of voting that threw the new GOP majority into chaos. It was the first time in 100 years that a nominee for House Speaker could not take the gavel in the first vote, but McCarthy appeared undeterred by the gravity of the moment. Instead, he vowed to fight to the finish, encouraged, he said, by former President Donald Trump to end the disarray and pull. The House is scheduled to convene Wednesday after a stalemate essentially forced all other business to a standstill. Democrats are again claiming the Senate majority, but much of the chamber's focus Tuesday was on the top Republican, as Mitch McConnell became the longest-serving Senate leader in history. McConnell, 80, surpassed Montana Senator Mike Mansfield's record of 16 years as party leader when the Senate convened midday to begin the new Congress. While the Kentucky Republican had acknowledged he would prefer his own party to be taking charge, the majority is better. He says frequently he celebrated his own personal milestone with a Senate floor speech looking back at party leaders and their different styles over the decades. The NFL pushed ahead Tuesday with a difficult balancing act navigating players' emotions after Buffalo safety DeMar Hamlin's shocking cardiac arrest, with a tight playoff schedule and emphasizing Hamlin's health was its main focus. The league informed the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals that their game suspended Monday night would not be resumed this week, while the Week 18 schedule remains unchanged for now. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.